Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful, thankful, as always, what? Blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And all I can say is it is a great word this morning. It's a great word. God is so good. He is so good. And I am so grateful to be a child of God. You know, you think about all the things that God does for you. He woke you up this morning. And to know that wherever you go, God is there. Wherever you go, God is there. And the only thing he asks of us is to love one another. Love one another. Love one another. God is not a God of hate, of foolishness. He's a God of love. And he's everywhere we go. Wow. Simple. And you're thinking, we want to make life complicated. But it's simple. Love one another. God loves us. Because by loving us, he's everywhere we go. When you're in the supermarket, he's there. When you go to bed at night, he's there. When you wake up in the morning refreshed, renewed, rejuvenated, he's there. When you're going through and you're crying in the night, he's there. Everywhere we are, he's with us in heaven. He's with us in hell. He's with us wherever we go. He will never leave us or forsake us. He is with us always. And when you feel it and know it, your life feels better because you know I'm not alone. And I know we're getting ready to go into holidays, and there are some that have no family, you know, have no loved ones. If you know someone like that, invite them to dinner. Invite them to your home. Get to know somebody. Get some friends. Life is too short to be by yourself. Love ye one another is what the Word of God tells us. And that's what we need to do. Love each other. So get off my platform here and get into the Word this morning. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we are coming to you this morning knowing that you are with us, knowing that you love us, knowing that you care about us, knowing that you want to be with us. Because you love us. Father God, forgive us for any sins that we have may have committed in thought, in word, or in deed against your divine majesty or against each other, deep or known and unknown. Lord God, I ask you to watch over our world as we are going through so many things, climate change, war, rumors of war, all the things you said would happen. Legs, distrust, hatred, lies, truth becoming lies, news becoming fake, all the things that are out there in the vernacular, Lord God. We're asking you, Father, to please guide us to light. Remove the darkness, Lord God, so that we may see all the things that are not like you, Father God. Things even in our churches, Lord God, that are not like you. Help us to see past the surface. Give us spirits of discernment, O God, that we will not be fooled. and not walk down the wrong path, that we will stay in our squares of light that you have given us, oh God. Guide us, Father, in your way, our way, but your way. Not our will, but your will. In the name of Christ Jesus, Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy sight. For Lord God, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And it's in the name of my Savior, my friend, my redeemer, the love of my life, Christ Jesus. It's in his name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to God and to the Son and Holy Spirit, which dwells in us. Let this day be better than yesterday for all of you. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy toward all of us, because he does not have to be kind, but he is. Why? Because he loves us like that. So be grateful and just tell somebody, I love you, and mean it. Don't just let it be words that you speak. Let it come from your heart. You know, yesterday our title was, if anyone loves the world, the love of is not in him. We can't walk around loving this world, wickedness, deceit, and things not of God, more than we love God. We bow down to people and forget the word of God says, do not. We got to remember who we belong to. The Lord is with us wherever we go. Let us love one another. Through our word today, you know, Hosea, he married Gomer, who was of the world, because he was told to by the Father. Whatever God says do, you got to do. If it says pack, he says pack up and move, you got to pack up and move. Whatever he says do, we got to do. Some of us, it may take us a minute to get it done, but we still got to do it. We still got to do it. You might delay, but delay is not on God's part. It's on your part for not doing what you were told to do. Again, can't speak for anybody, but I surely can speak for myself. I have been a procrastinator, but I ask God to forgive me and help me to get better. Because it's not fun to be a procrastinator. You got things to do and you got to just do it. And sometimes we don't do it because we walk in fear and not in faith. So pray for your sister here. Pray for me that I do what God says do and do it well. Let's get into our word, y'all. We are in Hosea chapter 7 verses through chapter 8 verse 14. Our title is coming out of Psalms 139, verses 7 through 12, and also 2 John chapter 1. We start a new book today. Woo-hoo! And y'all know what that means. Know your Bible. A little cute little book that has all our word in 10 words or less. So we wouldn't get to 2 John. We'll pull out the book. Hallelujah. So let's get started. Hosea chapter 7, verse 1. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was uncovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. But they have committed fraud. A thief comes in. A band of robbers takes spoil outside. They do not consider it in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. What did I say? The Lord is with us wherever we go. That I remember all their wickedness. Now their own deeds have surrounded them. They are before my face. They make a king glad with their wickedness and princes without with their lies. They are all adulterers. Like an oven heated by a baker, he ceases stirring the fire after knotting the dough until it is leavened. In the day of our king, princes have made him sick, inflamed with wine. He stretched out his hand with scoffers. They prepare their heart like an oven while they lie in wait. Baker sleeps all night. In the morning, it burns like a flaming fire. They are all hot like an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings have fallen. None among them calls upon me. He's talking leadership. Leadership in his in the nation he created. None call among them calls upon me. Do the leadership you follow know Jesus? Or do they give you lip service? Watch as well as pray. But understand that God is with us wherever we go. And what he says is love one another. And as we continue, Ephraim has mixed himself amongst the peoples. Ephraim is a cake unturned. Aliens have devoured his strength, but he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here and there on him. Yet he does not know it. Pride of Israel testifies to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God or seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without sense. They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria. Wherever they go, I will spread my net on them. I will bring them down like birds of the air. I will chasten them according to what their congregation has heard. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them. Because they have transgressed against me. Though I redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. They did not cry out to me with their heart when they wailed upon their beds. They assembled together for grain and new wine. They rebel against me. Though I disciplined and strengthened their arms, yet they devised evil against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a treacherous bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the cursings of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. And a life lesson from chapter 7 from Dr. Stanley. They did not cry out to me with their heart when they wailed upon their bed. Affliction does not necessarily bring us back to the Lord. It depends on what we do with it. Affliction is an invitation to repentance, not repentance itself. A cry of anguish is not the same as a cry for mercy. The Lord invites us to him, come to him in prayer at any time of the day, for any reason, with any problem or challenge or request. What keeps us from taking him up on his open-ended offer? Keeps us from taking advantage, from opening up. What keeps us from taking his offer with open arms? God loves us, and all he wants us to do is to love him back, to respect him as our father, to love him as our father, because he goes before us, and he is with us, and he is behind us. He is our covering. day in, day night, our God is with us. Wherever you go, he's with us. If you're in the fiery furnace, he's with us. If you're in the lion's den, he's with you. Before you do anything, remember, oh shoot, God is with me. If you want to curse, God is with me. If you want to steal, God is with me. If you want to lie and cheat, God is with me. If you want to think about doing things you shouldn't do because it's just wrong, but you want to guise it up as doing your Christian duty, remember, God is with you. Whatever you do, whatever proper lie, whatever lie you tell, understand, God is with you. If you're standing and you're speaking the truth from your heart with tears are flowing and all the Holy Spirit all around you, know that God is with you. He's with you through your good. He's with you through your bad. And he is with you through your downright ugly. He is with you, protecting you and guiding you. And God has put in my spirit to say to somebody, your past does not dictate your future. Your past does not dictate your future. You are wonderfully made by God. He hears you and he sees you because he's with you. Again, don't know who that's for, but please hear that from God. Number 8, set the trumpet to your mouth. He shall come like an eagle against the house of the Lord because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law. He's talking about the church, y'all. He's talking about us, the Christians, the folks that are believers, and the folks that fake believe but just want to sit in the pew on Sunday so it looks good on their resume that they go to church. I'm going to read it again. Set the trumpet to your mouth. He shall come like an eagle against the house of the Lord because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law. Israel will cry to me, my God, we know you. Israel has rejected the good. The enemy will pursue him. They set up kings, but not by me. They made princes, but I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves that they might be cut off. Your calf is rejected, O Samaria. My anger is aroused against them. How long until they attain to innocence? For from Israel is even this. A workman made it, and it is not good. But the calf of Samaria shall be broken to pieces. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind as no bud. It shall never produce meal. It should produce. It should. It shall never produce meal. It should produce. Aliens would swallow it up. I'll read that again. And it tells us this. They sow the wind. Catch this. They sow the wind. Okay, and reap the whirlwind. Actually, God has put me in my spirit. Let me go back to verse number 5 of chapter 8 of Hosea, and it says this. Your calf is rejected. Sacrifice. O Samaria, my anger is aroused against them. How long until they attain to innocence? For from Israel is even this. For from Israel is even this. A workman made it, and it is not God. But the calf of Samaria shall be broken to pieces. We're talking idolatry within the church. Idolatry within the church. And then as he goes in, it says, they sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. The stalk has no bud. It shall never produce meal. If it should produce, aliens would swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now they are among the Gentiles like a vessel in which is no pleasure. For they have gone up to us like a wild donkey alone by itself. Ephraim has hired lovers. Yes, though they have hired among the nations. Now I will gather them, and they shall sorrow a little because of the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim has made many altars for sin. They have become for him altars for sinning. I have written for him the great things of my law, but they were considered a strange thing. For the sacrifices of my offerings, they sacrifice flesh and eat it. But the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. For Israel has forgotten his maker and has built temples. Judah also has multiplied 45 cities, but I will send fire upon his cities, and it shall devour his palaces. We got to be careful. And this is what Dr. Stanley says in Hosea 8 and 7. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. Rarely do we immediately suffer the consequences of our foolish actions, but we do reap what we sow, much more than we sow and later than we sow. Understand, you reap what you sow. Are you sowing to the wind and reaping the whirlwind? Are you sowing to God and reaping a harvest? It's something to think about. Psalms 139, 7 through 12. And this is one of our scriptures for our title for this morning. And that where it is, where I go, you are with me. Wherever we go, God is with you. He never will leave us or forsake us. Isn't that what his word tells us? We stand on the word of God. The Lord is with us wherever we go. And one thing that he has asked of us is to love one another. God doesn't ask much to love one another. We have a world so full of hatred and lies and deceit. And just imagine how we would be if we just loved one another, treated each other the way we want to be treated, did what we needed to do to love our brothers and our sisters. Why? Because God loves us. Psalms 139, 7 through 12. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, before you are there. Ooh. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. God created both. He created day. He created night. He created light. He created darkness. God created everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. God created it. Fourth thing, just ask the duck, big platypus. It's like I'm not a duck. I don't know what I am this year. You know, think that through and look it up and look at what they look like. Then you'll understand what I'm saying. Proverbs 29 and 20. Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. We got to learn to keep our tongues behind our teeth, because words spoken in haste can create all kind of situations and all kind of problems. We need to learn how to listen. Watch, as my mother-in-law said, and as the word tells us, watch as well as pray. And that means sometimes as you watch, be quiet. Just be quiet and allow God to speak to and through you. And this is a life example for Psalms 139, verses 7 through 12. Wherever you go, if you so desire, you could go to where there is not enough oxygen to sustain breathing. You could go where there is no food to fuel the body. You could travel to where there is not sufficient water to maintain life. You could find a place of utter darkness and journey to lands that are barren. Although you could find places lacking all these things, you could never find a place devoid of God. Wherever you go with you, you can conceal your thoughts, actions, and emotions from your family, friends, colleagues, acquaintances, and strangers. Some psychologists say you can even hide things from yourself. But you can conceal nothing from God. You can run and hide, but he is with you. You can pretend you are someone or something else, but he knows exactly what is going on. He knows what you need and what you desire. He knows what plagues you, thoughts, and touches your heart. God knows you. In the church, say amen. In Psalms 139, 7 through 10, David wrote, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. Oh, God, thank you. God created you and knows best about you, about how you function. And as you stand before God, you don't have to be ashamed of anything because he accepts you completely. Therefore, take comfort that the Lord God loves every bit of you, and he is with you wherever you go, and whatever you go, ever have to feel alone again. Ooh, can we stay there? Wherever I go, my Father is with me. My daddy God is with me wherever I am. Even in my mess, he's with me. Because from my mess, he's going to give me a powerful message. God is with us. And because he's with us, we're too blessed to be stressed. We're stressing over nothing. We're having moments over nothing. Just know you are God's children, and he loves you more than anything. And we got to love him back just as much. Because he said, all I ask of you is to love one another. God wants us to love each other, to care about each other, to be there for each other, and to know that there is hope in the future. Love one another, Phil. What is the second and greatest commandment? To love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the first is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength. And if you take them top 10 and divide them up, the top is loving God. The bottom is loving your neighbor. God sees it all and loves us anyway. He loves us anyway because we are his and he is ours. Be blessed and know that God is with you and he will never leave you. He is with you wherever you go. And as we continue, we are in 2 John, hand clap, yay, new book. And let's go to our little book. And it says for 2 John, the author, the Apostle John, according to church tradition, this author is identified only as the elder. Because remember, John is the only one of all the disciple apostles that died of old age, of the 12. He's the only one that died of old age. Approximately date that this was written, it's a letter, and it was written in AD 92. In 10 words or less, beware of false teachers who deny Jesus' physical life on earth. And this is what he says. Details, please. Address to the elect lady and her children, perhaps an actual family or figurative a church. Second John tackles the heretical idea that Jesus had not been physically present on earth. The letter may be a reaction to the Gnostics who taught that Jesus was spirit only and that he just appeared to suffer and die on the cross. This teaching of deceiver and an antichrist should be avoided at all costs, to the point of barring one's door against those who believe it. Heretical. Or heretical. I think it's heretical. But the bottom line, it's heretic. It's a heretical move to say that Jesus didn't exist in the flesh. He did. Because your archaeologists can't find his body, because you're not supposed to, because it doesn't exist anymore, because he is risen, okay? You know, you have folks still looking for Jesus. You go to the History Channel, they got one of their shows that's looking for Jesus. You know, understand, you're not going to find him. You're not, because he's not there. He's everywhere. And he sits on the right hand of the Father right now. In a CD. He was here in the flesh. Of anybody that can speak that, it is John. Anybody who can say that, it is John. Anybody that can tell you the truth and set you free, it is John. And I'm going to say it again. And he tackled the heretic who said that Jesus had not been physically present on earth. The letter may be a reaction to the Gnostics who taught that Jesus was spirit only and that he just appeared to suffer and die on the cross. This teaching of a deceiver and an antichrist should be avoided at all costs. So if you go in any church and they talking that mess, pack your Bible up and leave quick and in a hurry. To the point, barring one's door against those who believe it. Quotable, I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. That's the title of our lesson this morning. This love that we walk after his commandment. And unusual about 2 John. 2 John, one of the New Testament's four single chapter books, is the shortest by verse count, 13. So what? Just as in John's time, false teachers spread dangerous ideas. In today's world, every teaching should be weighed against Scripture. 2 John says, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. We got to abide in the Word of God. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we read this word. That's why I teach this word, because that's my assignment. God has given this to me as an assignment to teach my word, to preach my word, to read my word, that those that hear it will know it and not fall for the heretics, not fall for false doctrine, not fall for the okey-doke. There are folks that will try to take the word of God and make it a political thing. God's word is not about politics. God is neither black or white, red or blue. His word is truth. His word is right. His word is about love. His word is about faith. His word is about him. And when you know his word, you don't get involved with all that foolishness and allow it to take over your mind and your spirit. Leave that mess where it is, in Union Hall and in other places, but it does not belong in the pulpit. Because God is not about that foolishness. He's about love. And understand, he is everywhere. He sees your heart. He sees your mind. He sees your spirit. And he knows you by name. Not even does he know you by name. Not even does he know you by name. He also knows every hair on your head. And knows that you earned every gray streak. Come on now. 2 John, the elder, to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, as we received commandment from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. And I'm going to say it one more time. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. But he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of your elect sister greet you. Amen. Understand who we belong to. And he is not one that plays. Don't let folks tell you just any old thing. If you can't find it in the word of God, then you got to do some more research. Because if it's not in God's word, then it is not what God wants you to hear. The word of God is true. The word of God we can stand on. The word of God we can take flight. The word of God we can do whatever we need to do. Even Jesus used the word of God to fight the devil. Man shall not live by bread alone. We live by this word. We live by the blood of Jesus. We live because we are God's children. And we got to stand on his word. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for folks teaching. All it's about is prosperity. And if you do this, you're going to be rich and famous and all that. That's a bunch of nonsense. Don't fall for that mess. When you find over almost $500,000 in the wall of a church and they can't be explained, you need to be looking at that church. You got to understand, God is bringing all kind of stuff into light. And the folks you might have listened to at one point, might not be needing to listen to anymore. Because when God starts taking the blinders off, you got to start looking and seeing things for what they are. Greed is a powerful thing. And there are many who have chosen this vocation called ministry, not because they love God, not because they know God, but because they figure it's an easy way to make money, because they feel that they can hoodwink God's children, because we're vulnerable, because we're seeking and wanting that love that can only come from God, so they bastardize it. Understand, God sees everything. And all those out there teaching false messages from this word and bastardizing it and changing it and being heretical, better believe it. God sees you. He knows your name. And understand, there will come a day and an accounting for each and every one of us. We will stand before God and have to be accountable for what we have taught, especially teachers and preachers and pastors and apostles and all the fivefold. You're going to have to come before God. We're all going to have to come before God. And I tell you, it will be harsher on us if we have caused someone to stumble because we have taught a false message. God has said in his word that he is everywhere. The Lord God is with us wherever we go. And the only thing he's asking of us is to love one another. Are you loving one another? Or are you letting stuff that does not have anything to do with God divide you? I can't love you because you're black. I can't love you because you're white. I can't love you because you're a Methodist. Well, I can't love you because you're a Baptist. Oh, I can't love you because you're a Catholic. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't love you because you're a Presbyterian. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't love you because you're a Republican. Oh, I can't love you because you're a Democrat. I can't love you because you're pro this. I can't love you because you're anti that. I can't love you because, is that God? Think that through. Is that God? This is what the word says as we get ready to wrap it up this morning. 2 John chapter 2, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Neither the word of God, which we have received, nor the Savior and Lord who inspired it and lives in us, will ever change or abandon us. God's truth does not alter from age to age, nor does he. That's what Dr. Stanley said. And that is the truth. And this is the word for today. Love one another. 2 John 5. To love God is what Dr. Stanley says, and I believe this with my whole heart. To love God and to love others as we love ourselves, the core requirements of heaven has remained the same from Old Testament times to the days of the New Testament and on to today. God is love. Yes, he's a harsh disciplinarian. He will beat your behind, tear you up from the floor, but he doesn't do it in hatred. He does it in love, just like a parent should not spare the rod. You will spoil the child. A spanking is not a beating where your baby has bruises and looks like they've been in a junkyard fight. That's not discipline. And that's not what God wants from you. Don't be abusing your children as you call it sparing the rod. That's not what I'm saying. Because you will be held accountable for abuse of your child. We got to understand everything that we do, God sees it. Don't think because you go to church that God doesn't see your wickedness when you're doing wrong at home. God sees it all. He knows it all. And he knows you by name. Hallelujah. Thank you, family. That's all I have this morning, except for we have a word of words from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And I just want to say one more time, but remember this word as you go through your day. The Lord is with us wherever we go. Let us love one another. Remember that. Take it into your heart. Take it into your spirit. Take it into every core of your being. The Lord is with me wherever I go. And he wants me to love my neighbor as myself. He wants me to love others as much as I love him. God is everywhere, and he wants us to love each other. So I thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his love. I thank God for his son. Thanking God today for all of you and asking him to watch over and bless you. And we have a couple of words this morning. The first one is this: right when you need him, God will turn a negative situation into a positive. He will turn things completely around. Said on yesterday to have a turnaround Tuesday. And I can honestly say, God turned my life around. He took me there. I would suggest to anybody, if you are on YouTube, to go to William McDowell's testimony. That young man blessed me to the point of weeping on yesterday as he told his testimony, as he told about his love for God, as he told about himself and how he had an anointing on his life from the time he was practically a baby of 3 years old, that his grandfather before his death spoke over this baby's life. Because this little boy knew he was going to be a preacher, even when he was a little bitty person. Understand, watch children. Little kids that can't stay out of the pulpit, start watching them. Start praying over them. Start anointing them. Because if they keep running to the pulpit, that's because that's where they will be one day. Watch as well as pray. Kids that love to be at the altar are going to be your prayer warriors. Kids that like to get on the piano every chance they get, watch them. Your worship leaders. The ones that want to sing in the praise team, even though they only want praise worshipers. Watch as well as pray. But watch your children. See where their bent lies. And move them into those places so you can start training them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they will not depart from that training. Watch God work in the lives of our children, especially when we love them. Love the kids in your church. Love the children that belong to your neighborhood. Be a village. There should never be a child. They should not have a place to go that's safe if somebody's not home. God is watching us. And this is a word for this morning from my sister in Christ. Good morning. If God can bring you to it, come on, y'all. Get a shout on. He will take you through it. Have a worry-free Wednesday, family. And that is what we're going to do. Have a worry-free Wednesday because we know that when God brings us through it, he's with us, hallelujah, because he's with us to bring us through it, because he said, I will be wherever you are. And so when you're going through the storm, know that God is with you. When you're going through a financial downturn, just know that God is with you, and that when he brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Hallelujah, thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. Have a blessed day, family. This is all I have. And all I can say is it is a wrap. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent. one from each other in Jesus' name. We have a new caller. Caller, are you wanting to speak? If so, push the number 1 on your phone. If you're wanting to speak, push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be opened. And that's caller 2693. If you want to speak, your line can be opened. All you have to do is push the number 1 on your phone. If not, we thank you for listening in and knowing that God is with you. And all I can say is I love y'all. It ain't nothing you can do about it but love God and love each other. Thank you so much. And again, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and the holy name of the matchless Savior, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved us enough to come into this wicked world, to walk among us as a man of flesh and blood, and to die on the cross for our wickedness and our sins, and to go and get the keys from the pits of hell, to know that he is sitting on the right hand of our Father God, interceding every moment, every second, every day for each and every one of us. Why? Because he loves us. And all he asks of us is to love one another. Love each other, family. Don't let anything get between you and the people that are in your life. Love your families. Love your people you meet on the street. Just give a smile. And I can tell you this with my whole heart. When you smile at somebody, I know we got to wear the mask, but when you smile with your eyes, I get you a clear mask so that you can see you smile and know that you are a person that loves God. Take care, family. Be blessed and know that you're never alone because God is with you wherever you go. It's a wrap, y'all. Have a blessed day because why? It's time to go to work. Who do we work for? We work for God wherever you go. You are working for God. Wherever you work, you are working for God. Because when people see you, they should see his light shining upon you because he is what? With you. Have a blessed day. It's around.